And so I got this idea that I would write a story, and I told Ed and Suzanne about it. And so I did. I started writing a story, and then I got halfway through it and just really felt like Yahweh didn't want it to be about the story. He actually wanted it to be about what he named you. And so I have super fun story. Like super fun. I mean, I'm going to read one of them. Because I think it's funny. So you guys can guess. The story of the farm begins quite a few years ago. There was a discerning fella who walks with an upright heart, depending on Yahweh as his judge, who became one with a grand and beloved gal with strength of character, who reveres the Lord Yahweh. They met during the purchase of Wrigley's gum, in case you wondered. So those are kind of my fun little whimsical stories about everybody, which we can do later. But when I started this, the title that he gave me was A People Living a Humble Life of Love. And then he said to add, yielding a weapon given to them by Yahweh to fight offense. And I get like Holy Spirit's right here hanging on my head because the farm's been under accusation and things here and there and people come and people go and all of that stuff that's so easy to have a little offense and just hang on to it. And I think that what Yahweh wants to do is that if you know, like I said this to Rhonda, she's a grand and beloved daughter who walks in like strength of character. And so that helps my heart to trust what she may be teaching or saying, even if I don't quite totally understand it or get it. I mean, we're talking Revelation stuff. So there's just this place inside you that, you know, or if someone says something that might not be completely positive, it was like, well, wait, no, I know this is a grand lady. You know, this is a beloved granddaughter of the king and a father who is intentional in naming her Rhonda on purpose. And so, and that's just kind of where that weapon that we get to yield is that we get to know who each other are. So I'm going to tell you what your name means. And it starts out like this, that there are gatherings and then there are gatherings. This gathering is more than assembly of persons. It's a gathering of treasure, a collection of purposes and plans, a family. We have among us, for such a time as this, ones who have knit in them amazing gifts and absolutely beautiful purposes and identity. Each one of us has a name, and names are a celebration of who we are. Not only as an individual, uniquely and wonderfully made, but as an image bearer of Yahweh. So names are strategically given for blessings and for blending that happens along a storyline of our lives and in the lives of those that we gather with. So who has Yahweh gathered here now? So Danny is that discerning one who walks with an upright heart, depending on Yahweh as his judge. And Rhonda is that grand and beloved daughter with strength of character who reveres the Lord. And reveres is more than love. He's up a notch. Dave is Yahweh's beloved one who abides in Yahweh's love, and Yahweh's love abides in him. And abides is remains. It ain't going nowhere. And Bev is a diligent spirit with a heart set solidly toward Yahweh. And she declares without wavering that every good and perfect gift is from Yahweh. This is like what her name means. It's like, ah. Al, I love this. He's a cheerful eater of the word. Who is a joyful bearer of the name Yeshua. And Cindy is a fearless reflector of light, reflecting Yeshua. Celeste, this one's awesome. Like, you are blessed one who walks with Yahweh, drawing near with Yeshua, declaring his heavenly works. Not just his earthly works, but his heavenly works. Bine, this was fun. A wise bringer of light who holds and reveals the thoughts of Yahweh's heart. I have Troy and Siggy in here because I couldn't quite not put them in. So Troy is a reliable and just, loves mercy and walks humbly with Yahweh. And Siggy is a victorious spirit, overcomer who carries peace. Juliana is a youthful heart full of grace who graciously declares Yahweh's wonders. And Josiah, one who walks with intuitive perception and carries the fire of Yahweh. And that intuitive perception is the wonder of wholehearted devotion. So that's where it comes from. That's like, and that's part of your name. It's amazing. Brett is loyal to Yahweh and one who loves with eternal purpose. This farm needed somebody. We needed a Brett so that we'd have love that had eternal purpose. And Cindy reflects Yeshua, fearless reflector of light. That's you. Ed is a cheerful and prosperous guardian. And Suzanne is pure in grace and walks uprightly. And I have to read their story. Oh, there are many sons that have found the true meaning of sonship in Yahweh as they discovered hope at Hope Manor. The sir and spiritual papa, Ed, is a cheerful and prosperous guardian appointed by Yahweh to protect. And Lady Suzanne is one who shines pure in grace and truly walks uprightly. Miriam Now I have a little smiley face next to sweet and spicy myrrh. But the best part is that you are a living fragrance of Yahweh and one who walks, you walk out the beauty of restoration. I just love that. I mean, it's so exactly right that you are a fragrance, a living fragrance of Yahweh. So, Greg, you are a watchful one with unshakable faith. Wanda walks with Yahweh and is committed to Yahweh's leadership. Something else we needed on this farm, you know? Fred is a peaceful ruler with eyes to see and ears to hear. And Barb is one who walks with Yahweh's joy and love personified. Brenda is enthusiastic, one who takes great delight in Yahweh and his word. Amen. Colleen, this is one who is fully protected by Yahweh. Her virtuous spirit invites righteousness. She invites righteousness to fill her soul on a regular, continual basis. Scott is loyal to Yahweh. You have a brotherhood with Yeshua, and you love deeply because of it. Kelly is a warrior, and not just any warrior, a warrior who desires inner truth and seeks wisdom and walks with excellent virtue. Amen. Sally is a daughter of the King, proclaiming the perfections of Yahweh continually. I know. It's like so good. Oh, Kelly B., one who desires truth, seeks wisdom as a warrior. And not just any warrior, but a warrior of excellent virtue. D is protected by Yahweh, one who finds refuge and strength in Yeshua's loving kindness. Lacey, my girl, a beautiful spirit and one who brings glory to Yahweh. Chase is a pursuer of truth and one who seeks out Yahweh. And Layla is a peaceful spirit walking uprightly with Yahweh. I loved how all three of them were specifically seeking out Yahweh, walking uprightly with Yahweh, and bringing glory to Yahweh. Like all three of them. Josh is Yahweh's savior, one who delights in the word of Yahweh. Dana is industrious spirit, diligently seeking after Yahweh and serves wholeheartedly. Toby is Yahweh's goodness, blessed and entrusted with much. I love it. Johnny is Yahweh's gracious gift, strengthened by Yahweh and your Yahweh song. I thought that was just... And sometimes I can say that when I'm interceding, when I get to you guys, there is music. Like in my intercession, I hear music, and I never really had. I went a little deeper with the names. My blue paper has everyone's just main things, but I went a little deeper for this, and I found that it also means Yahweh's song. And so it made sense to my heart then. Oh, that's why I always hear music. That's why it always feels like a lullaby going on, because there's a song. Davy is a beloved daughter born of Yahweh and knows Yahweh. She's an inner chamber gal. Jack is a truthful heart, and he will walk all his days with integrity before Yahweh. Will, one who walks in unwavering humility before Yahweh, a great protector who choosing righteousness and loving mercy. And I'm going to read Cassandra's, Cassandra is Yahweh's helper, one who serves and reaches out with her filled hands to those in need, spirit, soul, and body. And the two of you together, you're ones who stay on the path that Yahweh commands. I get excited about this stuff. Riley, brave and valiant one who knows Yahweh's steadfast love and walks protected in the shadow of his wings. This is Yahweh's trusted one. Like, I'm going to do a Sally. This is so exciting. Brave and valiant one who knows Yahweh's steadfast love and walks protected in the shadow of his wings. Yahweh's trusted one. Erica is a woman of esteem, strengthened by Yahweh as she steps forward in his confidence. It's just so cool what your names mean. Amari is miracle from Yahweh, and you are a blessed keeper of Yahweh's ways. Ryan, you are a man of distinction with a youthful heart, and Yahweh delights in your joyful love. Kristen is an anointed follower of Yeshua. She's held by Yahweh's right hand. And Josiah King is one who walks in the fire of Yahweh as he finds victory through Yeshua. Richard is a brave one who walks in the fear of Yahweh. He rules like Yeshua with power and wisdom. Elizabeth is a consecrated one, wholeheartedly obedient to Yahweh, seeking his best gifts. Andrew is a courageous one who walks in wisdom and strength of spirit from Yahweh. Todd is one who is wise and walks in divine ingenuity from Yahweh. It's like so him. I'm youthful one who walks in quiet rest, declaring Yahweh's faithfulness. Lindy is a refreshing one, brings life to a room. Her name means beautiful worshiper who loves well. Like, her name literally means beautiful worshiper who loves well. Janaea is Yahweh's treasured and gracious gift, his little rock established and strong. It literally says little rock. Abigail is my father's joy and faithful friend. Michaela is zealous for Yahweh, dedicated to walking in the righteousness of Yahweh. Jordan is wise in judgment and trust in Yahweh's justice. McCartney is forgiven and blameless before Yahweh. And Riley is valiant and brave. So that's what everybody's names mean. And on this journey, I can say that... Oh, good.
I got a little too excited.
I know the main reason that Yahweh gave me this love for names, and it's because he was redeeming my own story. When I was born, there was a famous actress called Veronica Lake. And my mother named me Veronica Lake. The nurse came in and brought her paperwork back to her. This is the story we get told. brought the paperwork back to her and said, you cannot name your daughter Veronica Lake. And my mother said, fine, you name her. So I just think, oh my goodness. Like, I didn't even, my parents didn't even name me. This nurse named me. And she named me Julianne. I mean, Veronica hasn't, Veronica Lake, you know, true-hearted, inner refreshing. That's cool. But it's not youthful one. It's not me. And it's so cool that even, you know, on, you know, I'm 2 days old and Yahweh says, no, I'm going to change that. And, you know, he puts a spicy little nurse in in my mother's room and says, no, not going to happen. And so I just think that he uses names in the most clever way. And I just want to say what a privilege it has been to be praying over you, you know, for the last year. And now it's even richer because I've done more. to be able to understand who you are and actually partner with Yeshua and intercede for you to walk in that identity and literally step out in walking out who he really intended for you to be. Because every single one of you, whoever named you, probably all your parents, but they were inspired by Holy Spirit to give you exactly that name. And Yahweh does amazing things with names, and I'm going to end with this. So the number one boy's name in 2023, this is fascinating to me, is Noah. Number one name, and it's not just in America. It's in Switzerland and in Sweden and Germany, in Brazil. Okay. And Noah means rest or repose or comfort. That's what that name means. And the number one female version is Noé. And it's a form of Noah, and it's the number one female version in Israel right now. So, you know, Noah, God's plan to destroy the wickedness and raise up the righteous, and starting with a man whose name means rest. Just, it's so clever. And the story behind Noah is in the popularity. In the 1970s, Noah was in the 700th category. 20 years later, it was in the 200th category. It's still not popular. In 95, it's in the 100th. Still not very popular. In 2016, it was in the top 10. And then now in 2023, it's number one. So the progression, like Yahweh's been at it. He's been at it, and he's saying something. It's like, why is he bringing? So this next generation, do you know how many Noahs? The number one name is Noah? Okay, it gets better. It gets better. The number one girl's name over the last 7 years, number one has been Sophia, which means wisdom. So for 7 years, Sophia's had it. Like, she's number one. In 2023, the number one name is Olivia. Olivia means olive tree or olive branch or peaceful spirit. How is it in 2023 that we have the number one boy's name is Noah, and the number one girl's name is Olive? Is that just, whoa, oh my goodness. Isn't he clever? I just love his cleverness. So,
can't make that up.
Can't make it up. So thank you and bless you.